right now. Let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about and he will hear my faintest cry. He'll answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer for your heart to heaven is turning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
We are indeed glad that God has seen fit in his all-wise providence to allow the wheels of our lives to roll on, and also to give us the presence of mind to come together and praise him and thank him for all of his wondrous blessings. And I guarantee you, the persons that are skipping worship tonight, they don't want God to call them out of this world and to eternity. Well, you want him to work with you? He wants you to work with him and to put him first. And I would recommend highly putting God first. Aren't you glad you're a child of God? We're delighted to see those of you who are here. We've had a wonderful time today worshiping our Heavenly Father. For a few minutes this evening, I want to call your attention to a book in the New Testament written by one of the apostles. Just for a few minutes. If you stay awake, it'll be a few minutes. If you're sleeping, I think we might speak a little bit longer and give you time to wake up. Peace. In the book of 1 Peter, the New Testament, and chapter 1. Interesting material. Words of encouragement by the grace of God, and I shall be through. 1 Peter chapter 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, chosen or elect according to the wisdom of the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again. Is that in your Bible? Have begotten us again. It just manifests the fact that God truly, truly loves us. Verse 3 again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively or living hope by the resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ. That he raised from the dead. To an what? An inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away. Reserved. Where? In heaven for you. Isn't that motivation? We are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through many different kind of challenges, manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, see what it is? The trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love, and whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, You rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. All to God's unchanging hand. The Apostle Paul, it is believed, that had not visited this congregation at the time that he wrote this letter to them. But he had heard some wonderful, wonderful things regarding the church of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so he writes them and lets them know what he has heard regarding them. But not just for that. Since he had heard such wonderful things, he wanted to also encourage them to continue to be faithful, loyal, committed, and dedicated to the will and to the work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now look at verse 2. Chosen. He is writing to Christians. He uses the word elect, which says that when we obey the gospel, it is by the power of God that we have the power and the wisdom to obey the gospel. It's a blessing come from God that we don't turn away. Chosen according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the blood that Jesus shed on the rugged cross of Calvary, they have heard it, believed it, received it, and obeyed. But that was a blessing of God. That's a gift of God. What brought us, and what truly brought us, when we obeyed the gospel, we made the decision, but it was God who blessed us to make that decision. And now that we have made the decision to be added to the body of Christ, we are in the body of Christ, maintain that mindset to remain faithful and dedicated and committed to living a life that reflects the fact that we have been adopted by our Lord and Savior. Grace be unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his what? Verse 3. God blessed us. The text says, you're looking at it, aren't you? He uses the word abundant. Abundant mercy hath begotten us again to a living hope. The Bible says lively hope, by the resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ. Even though we went away from God, we disobeyed him, we know about that, God still sent his only begotten. He loved us so much that he was willing to send his only begotten Son just for us to have a way back into a relationship with him. And he wanted to have a relationship with us. So it was a twofold situation. God wants us to have a relationship with us, and he wants to have a close relationship with us. And he has manifested how much he loves us and how much he wanted this relationship by the giving of his only begotten Son. How can we dare? How can we even think about displeasing God, knowing how he thinks and how much he loves us? Are you all following that trend? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath brought us again into a living hope. How? By the giving of his Son. He gave his Son so much, it manifests how much God loves us and how much he wants to have a relationship with us. He gave his only begotten, never sinned Son, that we might have that privilege and that he could have a relationship with us. Let us cherish that relationship, church. Let us cherish our relationship with the Lord. We are the adopted children of God, sons and daughters, again unto a lively hope or a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance He loves us not just to have a relation with us, to an inheritance that he has prepared for us, undefiled. This text, this particular verse, says, from my limited post of observation, we don't really realize how much God has waiting for us in glory. Now, Revelation chapter 20, it talks about the glories of heaven. But that's just a drop in the bucket of what God has waiting for his children. Don't miss heaven. If you do, you regret it, not the rest of your life, all of your life. Because we're going to live forever, somewhere. And there are only two places to live. Oh, who has, verse 5, who are kept by the power of God. He loves us, he keeps us. Through faith, calls for action on our part. Faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. God says he's ready. He's ready. He's just giving us more time and an opportunity to have more to come and live with him in glory land forever. What a loving Father. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, he says, you all are having some difficulty and challenge, you're being faced with some challenges, the congregation to which he is writing. You are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, that's the trial of your faith. So when you're doing the right thing and you have some challenges as a result of doing the right thing and in the process of doing the right thing, look what it says, that the trial of your faith, God allows that challenge to bless us to grow stronger and to be more steadfast in following and loving him. Being much more precious than that of gold and that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found, no matter what kind of challenge it is, might be found, I'm still holding to God's unchanging hand. I'm still praising God, I'm still honoring God, and I'm living by his instructions. Glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, then that'll be going to go into glory. But in the meantime, I'm holding steadfast and unmovable. And God is congratulating, through Paul in writing this letter to them. Whom having not seen, you love. I haven't seen Jesus Christ, I haven't seen God. But you love because of you know what he's done for you and has done for us. In whom, though now you see him not, yet you remain faithful. Even though everything is not going the way you would like for it to go, you're facing challenges, you're holding fast. You're staying the course. Every day won't be howdy howdy. There will be some challenging days. There will be some days that will stretch our love for our Heavenly Father. Yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Receiving the end of your faith. What's the end of our faith? Home with the Father. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul, of which salvation the prophets have inquired. The prophets have searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come to you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify. The writers of the Old Testament, they heard about it. They maybe even read about it, but they didn't see it the way we have been blessed to see the blessings of God, Lord and Savior, and God. Searching, verse 11 again, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify. When it testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow. They had the information about a coming Savior, But it didn't come in their lifetime. He came after many, many years. And we read about it. We weren't present during that time. We'd have to be mighty old today, wouldn't we? But we read about what the Lord has done in his holy book called the Bible. And we thank God for God, and we thank God for his Bible. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, not only unto them, not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them which have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost, said unto you by the Father, sent down from heaven. Now notice the rest of that verse. Which things angels desire to experience or to see. Wherefore, in plain English, verse 13, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Be faithful, be steadfast, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, I'm in verse 18, as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from our Father. Let us resolve, each of us, that I will be steadfast and be knowledgeable enough and faithful enough and trusting God enough to resolve, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. You didn't hear me? Not our might, not our try. I can do a definitive statement. When we were baptized and added to the body, God sent us his Holy Spirit. We can do it. We can make it. We can do the will of God that he has sent us into this world to live. And blessed us to hear the gospel, believe it, receive it, and obey it. And he did not do it for naught. He has brought us in. And we sing this song so beautifully. Hold, hold to God's unchanging hand. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and guile and hypocrites and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, he's writing to a faithful congregation. That's why he's writing to them, because he's heard of their work. But he says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you might continue to grow by thereby. He had already heard about the wonderful life that they were living. But he says, continue. Be faithful. Don't quit. It's always too soon to quit on God. Where are you tonight? Where are you tonight? Let us, each of us, if you have not, let us resolve. Let us resolve. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens me. What's the point of being in the body of Christ if you don't believe that Jesus can do what he says he can do? If you don't believe that God blesses us with the Holy Spirit, why did you bother? Let us take advantage of the glorious privileges, the glorious gift. Not just Jesus, but Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the love of the Father. That's what we have. Don't quit. Somebody else may quit. Don't you quit. We sing the songs and we sing it so gloriously. You know what it is. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Well, God cannot lie. He has had this written. He has dictated this. He can't lie. All the more reason to hold to God's unchanging hand, because he is a God that cannot lie. Connie says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Where are you tonight? Are you in love with God? Are you faithful? Are you steadfast? The audience doesn't look like the audience that we saw this morning. There may be some of them who have justifiable reasons not to be here. But I'm sure some of our leaders have heard, why don't we just cancel night church? The answer is no. We love the Lord. We love the Lord. And we love being with the Lord's people. And if you don't love the Lord, why would you want to go to heaven? Because I believe that we'll be able to see him in the by and by. If you love the Lord, you should be excited about coming back and worshiping him and fellowshipping with one another. You love the Lord, you want to go to heaven, it's going to be church all the time. Forever. Where are you tonight? Do you believe that you're safe? You believe that you have been and you are still are walking with the Lord? Thank you for being that example. But if not, you've gone contrary. Come on home. God is a forgiving God. And his saints are forgiving saints. Come on, God. Renew your covenant and rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. Make a decision. If you haven't already made it, I'm going to do, by the grace of God, his will. Come what may. Come what may. Isn't that what Jesus did? Isn't that what his apostles did? Jesus chose 12 apostles. One of them betrayed him. The apostles chose one apostle in Acts chapter 1 to replace Judas's place. So he had 12 again. And guess what? Only one apostle, John, died a natural death. The others died in combat. But there is no cry written in the Bible where any of the 11 said, I wish I hadn't signed up. I wish I had not been an apostle. Not so. And not even the one that was the last one that did not. He died, but he was not killed. John. Church, I think sometimes we hear so many negative things, radio, television, here, there, and yon, that we wonder, is the Bible right? Don't wonder about the Bible. Wonder about those who are complaining about what's in the Bible. More than likely because there's something that God says don't do, they want to do. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And I like that part about it says, you fight. Is that the same song? You fight on. Well, that's a different song, huh? Well, I like them both. Where are you tonight? Make up your mind. Make up your mind, if you haven't done it already, that I'm going to obey God regardless of what happens. And you know what? It becomes easier and easier when you make up your mind, because God gives you the power to hold to his unchanging hand, and he holds yours. You're not a member of the body of Christ. He sent his son all the way from glory to give you the privilege, us the privilege, of becoming his children. You've heard the gospel. Believe it with all of your heart. Repent of your sins. Acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's it. And be buried in water baptism for the remission, for the forgiveness of every sin you've ever committed. And you know what God does? He forgives you of your sin, and he adds you to his family. You become his child, his adopted child, or son. Isn't that good news? And that doesn't cost you anything, because we have the garments ready for you. We have the water already ready for you. And the baptizer doesn't charge. All you need to do is make your choice. And if you're here and you're a member of the body of Christ already, but you're walking contrary to the will of God, you don't know from one day to the next when God is going to call you out of time and to eternity. Get ready and stay ready. Get ready and hold to God's unchanging hand if you want to go to heaven. Now, if you want to go to hell, do what you want to do. And God will help you to do that. But don't recommend it, because there's no invitation. You tired of it? You want to come over here now with us? There is no such thing. Once you get there, that's forever. Hold to God's unchanging hand. You decide as we together stand.
Time is filled with swift transition.
Yes.
No.
Many changes, many changes.
Shall stand there. Your hope, some things eternal. To God's unchanging hand, why don't you hold to his hand? Hold to God's unchanging hand, brother, won't you hold? Hold to God's unchanging hand, there you ought to build your hope, some things eternal. To God's unchanging hand.
I want to read a verse or two again. In 1 Peter chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy. I'm reading chapter 1. What does that say, Ephesians? I'm still in 1 Peter. Chapter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively or living hope, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Living hope. He has brought us back again in a relationship with him to an inheritance. God has an inheritance for us in eternity. And of course, we know part of it, we're going to be with him. To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away. And look at the next word. He has it waiting. He has it waiting, reserved in heaven for you. Not in that other place. Reserved. Peter's writing to faithful Christians. I'm prayerfully preaching to faithful Christians. So God has a reserved place for you in glory land, waiting for you when he decides to call us into eternity. Isn't that encouraging? Oh, church. Don't start shouting. Peace. All is well. Go with God. Thank you.
Why don't you hold to his hand, hold to God?
Change all right.
Him, brother, won't you hold to God's unchanging hand, and you ought to be.